AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
It may well be the case that we have to do more and raise hikes more than it's priced in.
Stocks moved higher on Wall Street after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said if the job market remains strong, it could mean more interest rate hikes than expected. At the Economic Club of Washington, Powell said inflation is slowing down, but
there's been an expectation that it'll go away quickly and painlessly, and I don't think that's at all guaranteed. That's not the base case. The base case is it will take some time. And we'll have to do more rate increases, and then we'll have to look around and see whether we've done enough.
Inflation has slowed at the same time that the unemployment rate has declined, a trend that defies most economic models. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says you will likely hear dizzying spin from President Biden at the State of the Union address tonight about how people are better off now than they were when he took office.
The fact remains, at the first chance they were given, American voters elected a Republican House majority to counteract Joe Biden's failed agenda.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president has gotten a lot done and it's been a bipartisan effort.
This Senate majority has stuck together. We've gotten votes. Unity is our strength. And we're going to keep at it. And I believe we will stay unified.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders will give the Republican response to the State of the Union address. Using underwater drones, warships, and inflatable vessels, the Navy is carrying out an extensive operation to gather all the pieces of the massive Chinese spy balloon that a fighter jet shot down off the coast of the Carolinas. The Navy's also using ships to scan the seafloor for parts of the balloon. Search teams and aides are pouring into Turkey and Syria as rescuers working in freezing temperatures dig through the remains of buildings flattened by an earthquake. The death toll has soared to more than 7,200 and is still expected to rise. This is AP News. Boeing is cutting jobs in finance and human resources.
The company says a total of about 2,000 jobs will be eliminated this year. According to the Seattle Times, Boeing plans to cut about 1,500 finance jobs and about 400 HR positions. But Boeing issued a statement saying it will, quote, significantly grow its workforce this year, with plans to add another 10,000 employees with a focus on engineering and manufacturing. Last year, Boeing said it added 15,000 jobs. The company had 156,000 employees at the end of 2022. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Air Base says the intruder who breached Joint Base Andrews, the home of Air Force One, reached the home of one of the Air Force's top leaders before her husband opened fire. The person was apprehended. An investigation says there were three main security failings, starting with human error by a gate security guard. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.